This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. On a recent morning at Londonderry Senior High School, students filed into Corinne Murphy's mass media class.
Good morning, Miss Murphy.
Well, what is Miss Murphy? What is that?
These seniors are showing off a little bit for the microphone. They usually call her something less formal, like Murph. She's friendly with her students, in part because she regularly talks to them about something close to their hearts, social media. Most of these students were about 3 years old when Facebook launched, about six for Twitter, and now these digital natives are becoming adults who use multiple social media platforms and stay close to their phones at all times. So close, in fact, that today Murphy is trying to get them to identify just how important their phones are to them.
Would you rather give up your day off, Saturday? Would you give up Saturday? So 1 week, no phone all week, but you keep your Saturday.
Get rid of your Saturday?
It is
your Saturday.
Today's lesson is on nomophobia, or the fear of being without a mobile phone. They've also studied the structure of the internet and the dark web, privacy, and messaging. Classes like this one are not common, but they are cropping up here and there as calls for their necessity grow louder. Corinne Murphy says students need to know how the information they share about themselves through social media appears on the internet.
The first day in class, I usually take a volunteer that's of age of 18 and Google them, and I show them exactly how their information is out there, and it's very eye-opening for a lot of them.
Murphy says a lot of students lock down the privacy of their accounts once they're aware of what's publicly available. And she says kids need to know how to be responsible users of social media.
I want them to read the terms and conditions. I want them to understand that they're giving up things like their voice. They're giving up things like their fingerprint. They really need to think about why they're doing those things. And is it just a convenience? And if they're willing to do that, then again, it's on us.
Today in class, you talked a little bit about nomophobia, the fear of going without one's mobile phone. Talk a little bit about that and also the mental health aspect of this course, because the way we use our phones does impact our mental health.
Yeah, nomophobia. I mean, it impacts, they said, between 60 and 70% of users. And the fact that it is being proposed to be put into the DSM manual because of the health components, whether it be the actual components on our spine, the lights that affect our melatonin production with affecting our sleep. You know, there's still concerns whether or not the radiation is impacting our brains. And I think that, again, for us to be aware of the impacts and how that it could affect us personally will then make us better understand how we're doing things, why we can't concentrate on things, why, you know, executive functioning processes are much more difficult for us at times because we're constantly trying to engage with our phones. They said that it takes about 23 minutes to get back on task after checking an email or a text. So that's going to impact how we work, how we engage in our life.
What type of questions or maybe category of concerns do you hear most often from students about the way they or their peers use social media?
The photography, photos, how they are, again, putting their identity out there. It was something that we talked about regarding colleges and workplaces and how they actually look up and see your socials. And so their identity is put out through the photos. And not only is that a representation of who they are then, you know, concerned whether they're good enough and how that impacts, you know, their well-being, their self-esteem. And what the photos that they're putting out, whether they're liked, whether they're retweeted, whether that definitely impacts how they see themselves.
What do you hope these students take with them after they leave this class?
Every message has an intent behind it. How do we interpret that and what do we use that for? I think that that's something, you know, just constantly questioning what we're doing and why we're doing it, I think is, if I can just make them think, that's a huge, huge aspect.
Well, Corinne Murphy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in.